If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
It's Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra. Sue here. Kendra and I actually did a little road trip yesterday. We were trying to find tote bags at Trader Joe's, and we went to the 114 Trader Joe's in Peabody, and instead of finding the tote bags, we found the tote bags, but we decided the real story was how dangerous the parking lot is.
Yeah.
So we've been asking people, what are the most dangerous parking lots in Boston? Because we all know them, and
right.
we all like have our strategies of how to yep. get around it and all of that as well.
100%. Mm-hmm. Yes. So we've got Liz from North Reading. I think she has some insight on that parking lot. Hi, Liz.
So I agree about the parking lot where TJ Maxx and Trader Joe's is, but I felt like I had to chime in because I think it's a Trader Joe thing. Because when I go to visit my daughter in California, she shops at Trader Joe's, and there's two Trader Joe's there that have the most dangerous parking lots. It's insane.
I know. So what is it?
Maybe it's that there's a lot of people that are shopping there, and maybe it's just that they have a lot of people, and the volume is too big, and maybe they just don't have enough space. Is it a small parking lot out there in California, too?
One is a really, really small one, and then the other one is bigger, but it's just crazy yeah. how you're dodging people.
Yeah.
Right. I don't have that at other places as much.
I think she's on to something because the Trader Joe's, they make the parking lots like it's a little convenience store. And people go and do full
yes,
grocery shopping
right.
there. And you've got the carts. You've got all of that stuff. So I don't think the parking lots are, they just don't work with that.
Yeah, I think they throw them into these little areas and they don't care about the parking lot.
Yeah,
maybe that's it because, I mean, everybody's cars now are huge. I mean, I have a small car, so I'm lucky, but for the average person, they have an SUV. Super, super narrow that you almost can't fit a regular size car in there.
Yeah, it's insane. Yeah. So when I was listening, I'm like, no, this is a Trader Joe thing.
Wow. So
you could be onto something there.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Right. Thank you, Liz. We appreciate you so much.
Have a good day.
You too. Be careful. Bye. We've got another call here. It's Louisa from Lynn. Louisa, what's the worst parking lot?
The worst parking lot is the Market Basket in Chelsea.
Oh, I've heard about that one, too. My sister-in-law has gone there. So tell us about it. What is it? Just aggressive drivers? Tough to get in and out of?
There's, like, five or six different, like, stores going on. There's a Burger King, Market Basket, Starbucks, Home Goods, all within this big plaza.
So it's just a lot of people going in and out all the time
yeah.
for everything.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and then there's people who don't watch what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
They just walk wherever they want. In front of Market Basket, they'll let people off, but it's not just like one or two people. It's a whole family getting out of the car.
No.
Yeah, you're stuck sitting there waiting for them to, like, empty out the car.
Do you find that you have to park really far away most of the time because all the spots are taken and it's crazy?
Constantly.
Yeah.
And I do it just to make sure my car doesn't get dinged.
Yes.
I always park at the end of parking lots anyway, everywhere I go. That's kind of my pet peeve. I never want to park next to somebody. But see, like, you know that parking lot. You know when you go in, you sort of got to put your armor on and be, like, ready for battle at any cost.
Oh, I'm telling you, it's like a zoo in there.
Yeah.
Go on a Saturday.
Oh, God.
Oh, God, no. No way. No way. All right, so
that.
The Market Basket.
Make it a field trip. I'm telling you, that will be your number one spot. Make it a field trip.
Oh.
All right.
Actually, it could be an interesting experiment. Let's see.
Yeah. All right, we may go. We may go and test your theory. Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Wow. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know about going there on a Saturday, but
no, I'm going to pass on that. But every line's ringing right now.
Yeah.
So we got to go.